So, to Russell Tetlow, welcome.
Hello.
What do you think about driving?
You know, I was listening to that, some of the comments, and I could scream, I really could. My wife went on one of these speed awareness things, and apparently 90% of the population who take on these courses don't know what the speed limits are. They think it's 50 on a main road, 60 on a dual carriageway, and 70 on a motorway. They just don't know what they're doing. I think the speeds are absolutely far too slow. It's ridiculous. And people drive along the road thinking that if they drive 10 mile an hour slower, they will prevent people from having accidents. What they do is they collect a queue of traffic behind them so that people three or four cars back get that frustrated that they basically pull out when they just shouldn't do it and cause accidents. So the person in front who's trying to save people from accidents is actually causing accidents, and I think it's absolutely atrocious. I think basically we need to re-educate people on the way they drive.
Right,
the thing with this speeding in a 30 zone or whatever is we have this mentality whereby if we drive slower and hit somebody, it will cause less damage. Basically, the roads are for traffic, for vehicles, they're not for pedestrians. People should watch where they're going before they step out on roads, and then we won't hit them at 40 mile an hour or 30 mile an hour.
Cheryl?
If you look at around the country at different speed limits, you have 30 zones that should be 40, 40 zones that should be 30, 50 zones that should be 60, and so on and so forth.
Cheryl?
Basically, stop slowing everybody down. Put HGVs on the road at night time.
Cheryl,
put HGVs, put freight on water, put freight on trains. Stop slowing everybody down. It's not the speed that kills people.
Right.
It's people standing in front of moving vehicles that kills people.
Right,
if they didn't
Russell.
Do that, they wouldn't get injured. Do you think that if you drive fast, you cause accidents? You think that a person who... If you drove at 20 everywhere or whatever, you'd still have people having accidents because they wouldn't have the mind on the job, they wouldn't be thinking of what they're doing. Basically, a person can do, with a human brain, can do more than one thing at once. They can drive at speeds. Basically, it should be centred around the capacity or the capability of a vehicle. If a vehicle can travel at a certain speed and stop in certain distances, that should be taken into account.